It was a light pink shade on the outside and darkened to a fierce red on the inside. The exact color, he thought, of heart's desire. He fell on his knees before it, tipped his ear toward that coral cup, and listened. The rose was singing. The weariness stayed, as weariness will, on this side of the grave at least, but the loneliness and the sadness departed, at least for a little while. He peered into the heart of the rose and saw a yellow center so bright he couldn't look directly at it. Gan's Gateway, he thought, not sure exactly what that was, but positive that he was right. Aye, Gan's Gateway, so it is. This was unlike the rose in the vacant lot in one crucial way. The feeling of sickness and the faint voices of discord were gone. This one was rich with health, as well as full of light and love. It and all the others, they feed the beams, don't they? With their songs and their perfume, as the beams feed them. It's a living force field, a giving and taking, all spinning out from the tower. And this is only the first, the farthest outrider. In Cancanore, there are tens of thousands just like this. The thought made him faint with amazement. Then came another that filled him with anger and fear. The only one with a view of that great red blanket was insane. Would blight them all in an instant if allowed free rein to do so. There was a hesitant tap on his shoulder. It was Patrick, with Oi at his heel. Patrick pointed to the grassy area beside the rose, then made eating gestures. Pointed at the rose and made drawing motions.